One of the things we want to achieve on PM during this general election campaign is for us all to understand a bit more clearly some of the claims that politicians are making. Day 5 of the official campaign, and already the team from Radio 4's More or Less has dug deeper into claims about tax increases, living standards, zero-hours contracts and sure start centres. In last night's ITV debate between 7 party leaders, there were lots of assertions made, so fertile ground for Ruth Alexander and her colleagues. Particularly this from the UKIP leader, Nigel Farage.
I mentioned health tourism. OK, here's a fact, and I'm sure the other people will be mortified that I dare to talk about it. There are 7,000 diagnoses in this country every year for people who are HIV positive, which is not a good place for any of them to be, I know. But 60% of them are not British nationals. You can come into Britain from anywhere in the world and get diagnosed with HIV and get the retroviral drugs that cost up to £25,000 per year per patient. I know there are some horrible things happening in many parts of the world, but what we need to do is to put the National Health Service there for British people and families who in many cases have paid into this system for decades.
Thank you. Leanne Wood.
This kind of scaremongering rhetoric is dangerous.
It's a fact.
It's dangerous. It divides communities
true.
And it creates stigma to people who are ill. And I think you would be ashamed of yourself.
Well, I'm sorry. We've got to put our own people first.
Nigel Farage and then the Plaid Cymru leader, Leanne Wood. Is Nigel Farage right that there are 7,000 HIV diagnoses every year? Ruth?
I don't think so, no. According to the government, there were 6,000 new HIV diagnoses in the latest year we have data for, and that's 2013. So why is Nigel Farage saying 7,000? Well, I mean, I've seen that quoted in the Daily Mail, but about 6 years ago, there were 7,000 new cases a year, so perhaps he's just out of date. But the numbers have been falling steadily, and it's 6,000, not 7,000.
Then there's his assertion that 60% of the newly diagnosed cases are not British nationals.
And that's not true. Because, first of all, that's not how it's counted. They don't count British nationals. They do it by country of birth. Of the 6,000 newly diagnosed people, about 1,000 of them, there are about 1,000 for whom we don't have information about where they were born. Of the people we do know about, 54% were foreign-born, 46% UK-born.
Well, maybe that's not too far away from the assertion. Does that mean 54% were healthcare tourists, which is his essential point?
Yes, that's what he's getting at. No, they're not. I mean, for a start, there are a lot of foreign-born people in this country who have the right to use the NHS, of course. I mean, not least including several of our party leaders' spouses. And a lot of foreign-born people who are getting HIV treatment here in the UK are from countries where they could get that treatment perfectly well if they stayed at home there. I'm thinking of people from the US or Australia or certain European countries. And indeed, in a lot of countries, we have reciprocal arrangements, so the NHS can claim the cost of treatment back for a good number of the foreign-born HIV patients that they see. So, Eddie, just as a kind of guide calculation, if we exclude the people from Europe, the US and Australasia, you're left with about 30% or about a third of new diagnoses being people from countries which are poor, which might conceivably produce healthcare tourists. But some of those people will have UK citizenship. We frankly just don't know how many because we only have the data for where people were born. It does remain a fact that a significant proportion of the new HIV diagnoses in the UK are people born in Africa. They make up about a quarter of new cases. But this actually is a huge drop from where it was about 10 years ago. It was 54% then.
Another statement from Nigel Farage last night was that the national debt had doubled over the past 5 years. Has it?
No, it hasn't. But it has doubled since the banking crisis began in 2007. It stands at $1.5 trillion at the moment. It was just over a trillion when the coalition government started. While we're on the subject, should we just have a reminder about where we're up to with the deficit? The deficit, our overspend, our yearly overspend, that's $90 billion at the moment, down from about $150 billion 5 years ago. And that, $90 billion, that's about, to turn it into kind of people-sized numbers, that's about £1,500 of borrowing per person per year.
There was another statistic from the UKIP leader. He said that we need to build a house every 7 minutes just to cope with the demand from immigrants. What do you think of that?
Yeah, very catchy statistic. It certainly caught our ear. And then we just thought about it and did some rough calculations, because a big review of housing conducted over a decade ago now by the economist Kate Barker, that suggested that England alone needed an extra $250,000 a year every year to stop house prices rising dramatically. And that's basically a house every 2 minutes. So, yes, we need about 30 houses an hour, some economists say. And so it's not absurd to suggest, as Nigel Farage did, that, you know, seven or so of them are needed for immigrants.
Ruth, thank you, as always. You don't have to wait for a party leader to speak. If you see or hear a statistic that you'd like...